Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome
to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we are going to pray unto our Heavenly Father. I want to read Psalm again, but we're going to pray and we're going to consecrate ourselves first. After we consecrate ourselves, we're going to pray unto God. And then I'm going to allow you to personally look over the survey tonight and take the survey. And then on tomorrow, God's will, we will fill in on tomorrow and we will take the survey in lieu of some other things that we had planned. So we have to move by the Spirit of God, and we don't want to be on air wasting time when God has already given the answer and when he has already worked out things. So therefore, we want to make sure on tomorrow that you have your survey results. We're going to go over the survey as a whole, and I see many of you on the line tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. But we're going to go over the survey tomorrow, and we're going to talk about a few things that has happened or transpired this week, and we're going to pray unto God, and then we're going to call it a night on tomorrow, God's will. And then the next couple of days, I'll have my co-host, Miss Julia Ganaway, who will lead the ministry until Saturday. She will be on Friday, and she will be on Saturday with the ministry. So therefore, she has a treat for all of you. Okay, so without further ado, I want to read Psalm 136, 1 through 2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of gods, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers of us and the seekers of his holy word. And once again, I would like to thank God, our Father. I would like to thank all of the listeners who are on tonight. Amen. I am so happy. I would like to thank, of course, my family and my friends, all of you. And I want to encourage you, amen, to go to the I Gotta Have Faith page and be sure to like that page, not for my satisfaction, but for the well-being, because we're going to have a lot of activities and things going on, and we're bringing a lot of people onto the ministry. I want you to be a part of that. So without further ado, we want to go ahead and we want to go before God so that we can consecrate ourselves, and after which we're going to go into prayer for whatever the Lord puts on our heart. We want to be sure to pray for individuals within our own cities, individuals who are out of state, individuals who are out of the country. We want to pray just for everyone. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father, as empty cups ready to be filled, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to wake up out of our beds today, Heavenly Father, or to open up our eyes. Lord, we thank you for giving us a peace of mind. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the God who you are, Lord, every day. And you have that unwavering and unchanging demeanor, and we thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus as we come before you that you would remove anything from us that will hinder or distract us from giving you all of our attention, from giving you all of the praise. Lord, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us divine grace and peace, and we're asking you for continued traveling grace, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things you've done in the past, the present, and the future, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Heavenly Father, we ask that you utilize our minds in a spiritual nature, Heavenly Father, that you utilize our hands, Heavenly Father, to be able to have the anointing of you, Heavenly Father, and that you use our feet to walk into the right path. Lord God, we thank you, and we're asking would you open up our ears so we can hear your voice tonight, Heavenly Father. We know that there are a lot of things that are happening in this world and a lot of things that are happening all over the country, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help to calm some of those things down, Heavenly Father. Would you help people to find closure? Would you help people to be safe? Lord, would you be a shield of protection around each and every person, Heavenly Father. We thank you for those who have decided to join tonight, Heavenly Father, and to listen because they could be doing anything else besides listening. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just the divine serenity that you have given us. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the visions. We thank you for the dreams. We thank you for just everything that you have poured into our cups, Heavenly Father. And we empty out ourselves unto you, and we give ourselves to you and let you know that we are available to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. As we go before the throne today, each person who's listening and myself, Heavenly Father, I ask, Heavenly Father, would you crown this head of mine from the top to the bottom with your wisdom? Would you open up my mouth where I will begin to speak your word, not mine, Heavenly Father? Would you decrease me to zero and increase you to greatness? Would you hide me behind the cross and put you in front of the cross where I shall follow after your own heart, Heavenly Father? I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the humbleness. I thank you for the invite to come into the ministry of God and to give the word of God, Heavenly Father, I accept. Heavenly Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, would you just continue to help us to be walking and living and breathing models for the people, Heavenly Father, so that we can begin to uplift and win souls, Heavenly Father. We're asking, Lord, if we're too high, would you bring us down? And if we're too low, Heavenly Father, would you bring us up to the cross, Heavenly Father? But Lord Jesus, as we come tonight, Lord, we come empty, Lord. We come waiting to be filled with the word of God, waiting to be filled with the revelation, the prophecy of God, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you touch each person who's on this line? Would you touch the individuals who are coming on the line? Would you touch the individuals who are in the ministry, everyone who is on the Facebook page, all of the individuals who have needs, Lord, whatever their needs are, you know what their needs are. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, we call those things into existence, those resources that they need in the name of Jesus. If there's anything that is up in the air and people do not have answers, we're asking you would you provide closure and answers, Lord, because you said it's already done, Heavenly Father, then people can begin to sleep better and rest better. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you as we go into or transition into our next prayer, Lord, would you, Heavenly Father, anoint this head one more time, Lord, from the top to the bottom, Lord. Help me to speak the words that come from on high that is of you, Lord. Help me to pray for the individuals who need to be prayed for, which is everyone, including myself. Help us to target those individuals, Heavenly Father, that you would have us target. Help us to be life and vitality to those individuals who have dead spirits, Lord. We're asking, Heavenly Father, would you decrease everything about us, Heavenly Father, and increase you to greatness, Lord. Would you decrease all the pleasures of our hearts, Lord Jesus. And we're asking, would you heighten your anointing? Would you heighten your gift? Would you heighten your favor? Would you heighten your revelation? Would you heighten your prophecy? Would you heighten your prayer? Would you heighten this anointing, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus? Help us to be direct, Heavenly Father, and help us to receive a direct word from you, Lord. And now, Lord, as we get ready to transition, I ask, would you open up my ears, Heavenly Father, and take out anything that's in my heart that would cause me to lose focus of you, that would cause me to miss the mark, Lord Jesus, because I want to give an authentic word, a purified word from you on high, Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things you have done. I thank you for the things you're going to do. And I'm asking would you bless all ministries that go forth, bless all the individuals who come on the Love, Lift Jesus Up ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Bless their families, bless their ministries, bless the things that they do. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen and amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord, in the most humble manner we know how. Lord, we thank you for the anointing that you have on our lives. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the word. We thank you for blessing us as we travel down the dangerous streets and byways, and we thank you for blessing us to make it safely to the destinations and make it safely back, Lord. The name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, on today, there are a lot of things that are happening in the United States and all over this land and country. There's a lot of unrest within the people, not only in the land and country and the cities, but in the smaller cities as well. Lord, the devil is on the move, but because he's on the move, Lord Jesus, you have already been there and done that and already given the answer, and we thank you for that. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray today, Lord, we pray and we lift up the Tanner family, Heavenly Father, that they continue to grieve over their lost loved one. Help her son, Heavenly Father, and be that angel that is over him and helps him to be able to sleep at night, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the rescue of that young man. And I believe it was in Texas, Lord, where he was where he almost drowned, but he was able to hold on to something that was anchored in the water, which was a tree branch, Lord. And we ask that you anchor our souls just like that, because sometimes the storms of life and sometimes the things that happen within our life causes us to lose footage and we fall down. But you always have a ram, Lord, that we can hold on to, and that's you. We can hold on to you and we can make it and survive. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those type of miracles that you are able to perform, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless the lady in Chicago, Heavenly Father, would you, and the gentleman who had words among themselves and passed licks and things of that nature, Lord, would you give them peace and help them to come to a point where they realize that it's time to begin to love, and it doesn't matter what happens, we must love one another. Heavenly Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be able to make the mark of the highest calling with the surveys? Help us to draw closer unto you, where we will know that we are walking in the right path. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless the people just all over this land and country, the famines that are going on. Would you bless the Nigerian girls who are held in bondage, Lord, but are getting ready to be set free because you're going to give them a Moses experience, Lord, and we thank you for that, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the persistence. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping it on the saints' minds. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping these girls and protecting them day and night, Heavenly Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless our youth, Lord Jesus? Some have gone astray and some are walking on the straight and narrow. We ask that you give them a soul experience, Heavenly Father, if they are wayward, Heavenly Father, because Satan, as we said before, is busy, but we know that you are busier than Satan, that you are able to save and you are able to make a bad situation a good situation, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to ward off the water spirits, Heavenly Father, that causes individuals to fall deep in the water and drown. Would you ward off any spirits, Heavenly Father, that would cause hurt, harm, or danger, any mischievous or devilish spirits, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you help us to be productive, Heavenly Father, in what we do, whether it's our ministry, whether it's our careers, whatever it is, Lord, we ask that we waste not a lot of time, but we spend time saving souls and reviving souls and bringing people unto you, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless those who say, pray for me. Bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, those who have been in the hospital for months and days and years. Heavenly Father, bless those individuals in a particular manner, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are the great I am. We know that you are the physician. We know that you are the doctor. We know that you are the one, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we're asking, would you bless any type of pain that people are experiencing, such as neck pain, back pain, leg pain, stomach pain, hand pain, feet pain, whatever type of pain individuals are facing, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those particular individuals, Heavenly Father? Would you help us to remain grounded in you and help us to be the type of people, Heavenly Father, that you would have us to be? Help us to be Christian. Help us to walk in the path of righteousness and talk in the path of righteousness. Help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father. School us and teach us. Help us to sit at your feet to be able to listen to the word of God. Heavenly Father, we're asking in a particular manner would you bless the CWC, which is connecting with Christ, Heavenly Father, where we are sending letters all over this land and country asking individual churches, Heavenly Father, that they go out on the side of the wall of the church and begin to reach and teach and preach the true gospel unto the people, Lord, because that is what you said we should do, Heavenly Father, and keep them safe as they do that, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, for the things that are upcoming. Would you anoint those things, would you touch those things, and would you help it to multiply so that not only it will bless the people, but it will bless everyone, Heavenly Father, and be in the best interest of everyone. Lord Jesus, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you help us in our careers, Lord, help us in our ministries, help people to understand that there is a truth in serving, a true and living God. Help people to come unto you, Heavenly Father, and to sit at your feet and begin to hear the word of God, begin to understand the word of God, and begin to apply the word of God unto you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the storms we've been through, the storms that you brought us out of, Heavenly Father. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless the elderly people in a particular manner, Heavenly Father. Help them to stay out of the heat, Lord. Help them to just be safe, Heavenly Father, and help them to enjoy life, Heavenly Father, the longevity of life, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless all of our college students as they get ready to go back to school. Help them, Heavenly Father, give them the mind and the wisdom to stay disciplined and do your holy will. Help this to be the year that a lot of individuals graduate and go on and be successful, Lord. Bless this to be the year where young people, Heavenly Father, turn away from the world and begin to turn towards you, Heavenly Father. We're getting ready to face, Heavenly Father, a revelation in which people are going to be able to, or people are coming, and they're coming, a lot of people, a mass group of people are coming, Heavenly Father, because they want to know who this Jesus Christ is. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for that transition. And we're asking, would young people be in that number? Would elderly people be in that number? Would middle-aged people be in that number, Heavenly Father? Because we all need to serve and know who God is. We all need to serve and understand that there is a truth in serving a true and living God. Heavenly Father, help us to awaken our spirits. Help us to be the persons that you would have us to be. Develop us and mold us like clay, Heavenly Father, into the people that you would have us to be, Lord. Help us to be restored if we're broken. Help us to be open if we're closed. Help us to be just help us to be more like you if we've strayed away and we're acting like the world. Help us, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless any type of decisions that need to be made this week? Help it to be centered around you. Help you to be the center, Heavenly Father, which means that everything is done decent and in order and perfect, Lord. We thank you for the revelation we gave us, Heavenly Father, for the things that are going on. Some of the things that people worry about and concentrate on is not even so. But we know that we serve a true and living God who is able to resurrect any type of dead situation and able to give back people's joy and able to give back people's peace and able to give back people's rest. And we know that everything that is good comes from you. We know that everything that is perfect comes from you. We know that everything that is well comes from you. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to be the type of people that you would have us to be, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each gift that you've given us, whatever gift it may be, Lord, we thank you for the gift. We thank you for the revelations. We thank you just for being the God in our life. When we go to sleep, Heavenly Father, and wake up, we know that you're the same God you were yesterday, today, and forevermore, Heavenly Father. We're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to bless the Love Live Jesus of ministry in a particular manner, Lord? Would you help us to be models, and would you help us to be positive figures where people will know and hear the authentic word of God, and people will know and understand that we are about the Lord's business. We are walking, we're perfecting our walk. In the name of Jesus, we ask, in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who is supposed to receive a copy of a spiritual guide to go to be able to receive it, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. However you orchestrate that, Heavenly Father, we say well done, because anything that you do, Heavenly Father, we know that it is going to be blessed. Help us, Lord Jesus, to depend and to concentrate and to focus more on you instead of what the world can give us. Help us to keep our eyes lifted up unto the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help cometh from you, Heavenly Father. Help us to run the race, Heavenly Father, but run it at your pace, Heavenly Father. If we're too fast, Lord, slow us down. And if we're too slow, quicken our feet, Heavenly Father, or we would go into the destiny and the place that you would have us to be. If we are situated in the wrong position, Heavenly Father, remove us, Heavenly Father, and help us to get in the right seat, Heavenly Father. Help us to be the person that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father. Help us to grow and mature into the shoes that you would have us to wear so that we can begin to walk into the right path, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, if we have fallen short any time today, Lord, we ask that you regain our strength, Heavenly Father, and help us to correct or fix any situation that we need to fix, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we bless your holy name, Lord. And as this week progresses and we bring more guests on the ministry, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless each person person who's on the ministry to be able to share something that will help the people in a particular manner. Would you just bless us to stay humble, Heavenly Father, because of the things that you're going to give and the favor that you're going to give. Lord, help us to remain humble and help us to remain in your presence and help us to remain like you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done. We thank you for the things you're going to do, Heavenly Father. We thank you for keeping us safe. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for being the God that you are, Lord, and we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to extend your hand to us, continue to extend the word of God, continue to extend your heart unto us, and help us to be better instruments, better vessels, Heavenly Father, for you, so that we can carry out a true and living word to the people, Heavenly Father. We thank you for everything you've done. We thank you for the things you're going to do, Heavenly Father. We can't thank you enough, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen and amen. And the Lord just continues to bless. There is not a day that goes by that the Lord does not bless people. And we're talking about everyone. I'll tell you a brief story. I was at a particular place, and this man and woman was having a little difficulties. And the lady was so angry that she was getting ready. The first time, she got out of the car and left the door open as the man was driving, and the Lord kept her, amen. And the second time, they was on a busy street, she decides to open the door, and I prayed that she wouldn't get out, and she didn't. But that's just how good God is. God is able to keep us in the midst of any storm, amen. He's able to preserve us, and he's able to keep us, and that's the good thing about God. So it doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter. God is speaking. He said it doesn't matter how we feel at this particular time. He said he's still able to keep us. We could be angry. He's able to keep us. We could be sad. He's able to keep us. We can be happy. He's able to keep and preserve us. And that's the type of God we serve. That's why it's so important that we have a relationship with God. And what God is speaking is that even the children who does not have a relationship with him, he said he still takes care of them. And that's unconditional love, ladies and gentlemen. That is unconditional love. And so we must reverence God for who he is, because he protects us. And not only because he protects us, it's because he's our Father. And therefore, since he's our Father, we are supposed to reverence him because we are his children. Amen? And so the Lord is good and he's merciful. And he's worthy to be praised. And there are some things that the Lord want us to know on tonight, and I'm going to share them as they come unto me. The first thing is, make sure, and this includes me, that we're not focused on something that is not significant to the kingdom of God. A lot of things will distract us and will cause our emotions to heighten. And the Lord says all you have to do is turn over everything to him, and he will begin to reveal that which we need to think about. But he's already worked it out. So if there is a situation, a problem that is on your mind that has happened recently, stop worrying about it. The Lord already said it's done. It's finished. Let him handle it. That's the same thing with a burden, something that you're worried about, right? Take it to Jesus. We've had this activity so many times, and we have forgotten to take everything to God in prayer. Will you have to go through that storm? Yes, you will. We talked about that, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about it a week before. You will have to go through the storm regardless, as if the storm was actually there. You will have to go through that. You will have to go through the process, ladies and gentlemen. But it's a test to see who you're depending on. It's a test to see that you can allow your mind to still stay focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's just a test, and we have to pass the test. But many of us, we fail the test because we're so worried about tomorrow, when Jesus holds all of our tomorrows in his hand. And so we have to make sure that we are ready to accept God's favor. We have to make sure of that, but we have to be in position. We can't be thinking about things that really doesn't matter, things that God has already handled. He's already handled it. Stop worrying about it. Number two, I want to say it again. children, have fun this summer. Enjoy life. Do what you do. But when you're around water, be obedient. Put on your life jackets. It does not matter if you've been swimming for 5 or 6 years or since you came out of your mother's womb. Make sure that you have your life jackets on. It's very important. It's very important. It's very important that parents, you watch your children. It's very important. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Also, we need to continue to trust God. There is nothing on this earth that's too hard for God to solve. There is nothing on this earth that's too hard for God. And we want to get to the point, ladies and gentlemen, where we begin to put all of our trust in God. And I'm going to tell you like this because someone is, their spirit is on my heart, and I'm going to tell you like this. In life, a lot of things occur. A lot of things happen. And as I said before, on my segment before, the rabbit sometimes seems like he's progressing. And the rabbit is not following the right path. And the turtle back here is following everything it should do, but still is moving at a slow rate. And God said, and I'm going to say it to you as well while you're on the line, God said, stop looking at the progress of the rabbit and start looking at the source who knows what's ahead. The rabbit has no idea what's ahead, but God does. And he has to move us at the speed where when we get there, we will be right on time. Is that right? But sometimes we're moving so fast, right? Moving so fast that the Lord is telling us, I need you to slow down. And we've passed up favor. We've passed up grace and mercy. We've passed up opportunity. We've passed up open doors because we're trying to move at a fast pace. And Lord says, slow it down. So just because you're not advancing at the speed you want, thank God for that. Thank God for that. Because you never know what's ahead that the Lord is preventing you from seeing. That's the type of God we serve. This ministry, and I want to say this, is an authentic word of God. But our whole objective as well is to get people, including myself, to always depend and trust on God. That is my goal. Because sometimes, and let's be real, I said this yesterday, and I'll keep saying it, we have to be real. Sometimes we get tired. I get tired sometimes. And sometimes that trust, you still have trust in God because you know you're serving a true and living God. But that trust sometimes dwindles away. And so we need to heighten our trust in the Lord so that we can begin to experience his favor. Because God is going to bring us through regardless. That's a given. The Lord is going to bring us through. And somebody's saying, how do you know the Lord is going to bring us through? Because that's who he is and because he can do it. But we have to continue to walk in God's will. We can't get in front of God. We can't be way behind God. And we can't try to be parallel and try to be God because we're not. But we have to go at the pace the Lord is leading us. And the world may look at it as, wow, that's a slow pace. Or the world may say, wow, that's a fast pace. But if you're going at the pace of God, it doesn't matter what people think. What really matters is how God is moving you. Because he's moving you from one position to another. He's transitioning you. But you have to go at God's pace. And I want to say this, because many times, sometimes when we get into new projects, right, we want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. And the Lord is saying, strategically placed your project somewhere, and you're going to have to go through the process and the steps to get there. But see, we want to jump fences, right? We want to climb over walls and do all this. And the Lord said, that's not going to work because you still have to come through me. No one comes to the Father but by the Son. Right? So there's a process. even when you come into our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is a process, a spiritual conviction takes place, because we know that we're supposed to be in the ark of safety. We know that we're supposed to be under the anointing of God. We know that we're supposed to be under the teaching of God. We know that. And so it's time out to, we need to stop and think. A lot of things are happening in the United States. A lot of things are happening all over this country. And we're praying, and we're praying hard. As I said before, Jesus is coming, and he's coming quick. And it's not, as I said before, to scare people. And it's not to get people or force or influence people to hurry up and run to churches. That's not the idea. The idea is to allow the Lord to convict our hearts so that we can move right in the Spirit, right? So I challenge the ministers, I challenge the evangelists, the prophets, all those individuals, I challenge you to step outside of the building and to supervise the community. It doesn't mean micromanage. It means that if you know the Word of God, if you have a strong anointing, if the Lord has anointed you with the Word of God, if he's given you wisdom, and you don't even have to be an evangelist or a minister, you can be a regular person. If the Lord has given you a word, then we should be going out ministering unto people. And as I said before, and the Lord is revealing, it's great that we have sheep who are in the church who comes consistently. But there are sheep out there who are lost, and they need a word. It's not saying abandon your church. It's not saying that. But it's saying share your time to go find those sheep. You know, Jesus, if you notice, didn't have a church. His church was his heart, and his church was wherever he went. And the Lord expects us to do the same thing. Okay, so on tomorrow, God's will, as I broadcast from somewhere else, we're going to pray again, thank God for all these victories that he's getting ready to bring, and we're going to look at the survey. We're going to look at the survey because we want to make sure we utilize our time as the Lord has asked us to utilize it. We also want to make sure that there's a purpose and a reason every time we get on air, and it's not just to fill time. So we have changed the ministry on Thursday, and it's going to be prayer and the survey. Okay? All right. Now then, I have a couple of announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your friends and family by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Spiritual Guide on the Go is available at your local bookstores and online at Fawless.com, at bookworld.com, that's BOOKWHIRL.com, also at BarnesandNobles.com, and many other places, Amazon.com, AmazonUK.com. So please be sure to pick up a copy of A Spiritual Guide to Go by Dr. Alfreda Love. Gospel artists, promoters, publicists, community leaders, any positive community leaders, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, or you can be sure to connect with me on our ministry page, which is entitled I Got to Have Faith, and that is also on this particular ministry, this blog talk. When you click on to hear or to listen to this particular ministry, you will also see our ministry page. You can click on that, and you'll be right there with us, okay? In addition to that, make sure you're continuing to pray for 135 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line, and do not forget to pray for yourselves. Remember, August 24th is the our homecoming and church celebration, so please be sure to mark your calendars. This is where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is, the pastor, and we're going to have a celebration, and we're inviting the community to come out and help us to celebrate because we're going to have a great time in the Lord. Amen. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to look on the Facebook page as I will introduce other artists and other individuals, ministers, who will come on the ministry. We have the luxury of having Evangelist Diggs, who will come on the platform on Sunday, and she will interview with me, and she will also give a word of God. She has just a blessed ministry. And so be sure to check her out on Sunday. In addition to that, if you remember Mr. Chris, he is coming back to give us some insights about the Maxwell company. He is a co-partner with Mr. John Maxwell, as I told you on yesterday. And he's going to come back and give us some more information that is very helpful to us. We're going to have a leadership segment. In addition to that, if you remember Ms. Karen Shawell, she was with me on yesterday. She is a just amazing artist, as in music and as in drawing. And so I'm going to partner with her, and we're going to do some things with the ministry. And I want you to check out her artwork, which I will have displayed on the page. It is Christian-based, and it is some of the things that we see in these beautiful places. You know, we just see art everywhere. Well, she's a great artist, and she's able to do that type of work. In addition to that, I just want you to continue to uplift everyone, your family and your friends. Be sure, as I said before, if you want to contact me, you can inbox me on my Facebook page or you can email me. It doesn't matter. You can do either. I would greatly appreciate that. If there's anything that I can do to help a ministry, I'm willing to do so. As I said before, the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry is going to do many fundraisers because we want to set up more scholarships and things like that for students. I have some visions that I see, and I just need to connect with people, and I need to confer with God so that he can, he's already put his stamp of approval on it, but I just need direction and guidance from God at this particular point. So that's what I'm waiting on. Okay, in addition to that, I just want to say that I appreciate all of my listeners that I have on the line. If you want to say something, just barge in and say something. I want you to feel comfortable when you come on the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry. Wow. All of you online. Thank all of my people who are online and my friends, my military friends, and my gospel friends. Thank y'all so much. Y'all are all online. I appreciate that. And God bless you. And as I said before, please come back on tomorrow. And I will broadcast somewhere else, but come back on tomorrow. And we will have just a great, great, great time. And be sure to tell everyone about the I Got to Have Faith page. It is promoting education, but it is really for our ministry of education. And so please be sure to connect that way. And as I said before, I can't thank you guys enough for listening and inviting your friends to my page. I told many of my bloggers to come to the page, and they're going to come. And so pretty soon we're going to have a chat session just on that page. But I just want y'all to know that I love y'all, and I really appreciate all of the listening support that you're giving. I appreciate all of the new connects. I appreciate everything. It's amazing how this ministry of God, how God's ministry is taking off. I really appreciate that. So just be sure to stay tuned. I have some just amazing people who are coming on, and I will post that on tonight. But just be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. And as I said before, if you want to message me like some people are doing now, then feel free to. I will get to your message. And once again, I just cannot appreciate you guys enough just for the support, the listening support that you've given, that you've just given this ministry. You know, we've been at it for a year now and a couple of months. So I just really appreciate each and every one of you, and I thank you so much. And so be sure to join me on tomorrow, and be sure to check my Facebook page. Thank y'all so much. Bye-bye, everybody. Oh, and if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.